Hello, my name is TD3, and this is my podcast, TD3 Brains, where I talk about everything, ranging from coronavirus, to politics, to history. You guys suggest it, and I'll post it. Now, let's get on to the video. This episode is going to be about the real Hulk, or Dale Rex. He is also one of my relatives. Listen to the end to understand why he is the real Hulk. So, he was born in Utah, and he loved basketball. He was really tall, and so he played basketball in college, unsurprisingly. So when the war started, specifically World War II, the Navy wanted him, but that could not recruit him because of his color blindness. But the Army ended up getting him instead. So, he went up and he fought the 5th Infantry Division in World War II. One day, when they were defending an area, a machine gunner died. Dale Rex had to take control for 60 hours on this machine gun, killing 300 to 400 Germans. And then he had to retreat. When his commander told him to retreat, they had to cross a 100-yard river. He swam through it without any problem. But when he looked back, he saw tons and tons of men, wounded men that could not swim, or people that were just not able to swim. He saw them all across the river, waiting for a boat, but they weren't getting one. He saw a tugboat on the side, threw off his clothes, and got in the water. He went across the water 4 times to pick up every single soldier. That river was called the Bloody Mosel for a reason. He was then awarded the 2nd best medal in World War II, or the Distinguished Service Cross. He later died only a couple months from the end of the war. On top of a cathedral. A cathedral is basically a humongous, monstrous church. I have gone to that same river, the Bloody Mosel, a couple of times, because he is my relative, so I've gone and checked it out. It's in France. I've gone a couple times, and I went once for a reenactment on the 75th anniversary of it. Now, you guys might all be wondering right now, why is he the Hulk? Now, he was the Hulk because, as you guys know, most of the Marvel characters were created by 2 men. The more famous one, Stan Lee, and his friend who died, Jack Kirby. Now, Jack Kirby didn't die in the war. He died later after the war, but he fought in the war. And he invented many of the famous Avengers, for example, the Hulk. Now, when he was thinking up ideas for Avengers, he thought of the Hulk, and he got the Hulk's backstory and ideas from this man, Dale Rex. And they were put in some comic books at the very, very beginning of the Marvel universe, but they weren't added into the movie because only a couple of the comic books and stuff get in the movies, so you won't see it in the movies. But if you go through and look at all the Hulk comic books, you'll see some of the Hulk fighting in World War II, which is really fascinating and interesting. I give my full credit to Elizabeth Rex and Sam Rex for all the info. Thank you. And remember, any 5-star reviews that are commented will be shouted out. I'm not able to see any of the Spotify reviews, but I'm able to see everything else. So remember, if anything's, I've also just created a website too. It doesn't really do anything, but you guys can check it out if you guys want. But thanks for listening, and bye.